Next week is Purim. On Purim, we'll call it five mitzvahs hayoyim. Five different mitzvahs. There's five. Mikra Megillah, Shachmonas, Shlachmonas, Matas Avyeinim, Sida, and Yayin. Five different mitzvahs. So, where's the Mikra for each one? So, Mikra Megillah, we'll call it the Pasuk in the Megillah, and Perek Tes, the end, it says it's Zichron. What?
You
got this. Step by step. But mine's the first is five, even though a lot of people like saying four. Who are the five? My first is Mikum Gila. I know the end of Megillah, Perek Tes, in the end of Perek Tes says Zichrom, and it says Rashi, the Megillah means you have to Mikum Gila. That's Mikar for the Megillah, for reading it. Shach Mos Matos of Yainim. It's also possible before Rashi Perek Tes. It says Mishloach Mos Ishla Re'im Matos of Yainim. The Mikar for a studio is also, it says Yimei Mishto. Where's the Mikar for Yain? Or where's the Mikar? So Rosh Trumbach wants to write, Mordim is Man, Rechel Beis. He said, Echlami, it's not the Kabbalah, it's not the Megillah. The Chom afterwards are Masak in this Indian of Indian of drinking yain, which he himself has cashed himself and he said to Archean. And we'll hear the place from not that way. We'll hear the two separate Makaris where you can learn the Chiv of yain. One place is how the Akhshu Benachal Gimel Oistanak Bey says that it says the Pasuk Yimei Mishta. And because it says Yimei Mishta, therefore Mishta means with yain. As Rashi in the Megillah, in the Parakeh Pasuk says, it says the Pasuk Mishta, and Rashi explains that in Mishta, the word called Suda Nikra Hashem Yain Shu Ikr. The word Mishta means the Ikr Suda is called through Yain. That's the difference between the word Suda and Mishta. Suda means Tam food, and Mishta is a party which means Yain, or the word Mishta is the word Shtia, and drinking. Therefore, it means the word Mishta, you may Mishta the Megillah, means Yain, the Nikra Megillah of Suda, like you were saying beforehand. Even if looking at the God of the Megillah, a couple of lot times it says the word Mishta, half the time it says Mishta V'yayin, half the time it says Mishta. I'm not so why sometimes it says Mishta, so the Mishta V'yayin, but look, clearly the word Mishta, Mishta V'yayin are clearly the same thing. You have to why there's so it's the same Siddur, the same one. He invited them to the Mishta, they went to Mishta V'yayin, and they invited the Mishta, and the words keep switching. So I'm not sure exactly why, but the word Mishta is, like I said, the word Mishta is the word Yayin. The Meril and Shu and Simon involved by his test is clearly, how do you know it's the Indian Atali? Oh, no, he writes because it says, you may Mishta.
Well, he's
the Atali Yoda, I guess. We have to. Because the Pasuk Yayin for the Yimei Mishta. He also said Atali Yoda, but we have also the Matam. Moshe, of course, that way, that's one Makar of the Alts Mishta is in the Yayin. A second Makar has on the Kori. Kori just says, Simon Dali says, it says the Pasuk may Mishta the Simcha. Ain Simcha, the Pasuk Yayin. That's the word Simcha. That's l'chor how the Mechavah learns the Tophei Chalikvav. He says an oinim, someone who is potter from, is not a half boss of Yain during Yimei Chol. However, on Purim, he is more to boss of Yain. Why? To also a seidi yachad of Elis, v'doicha a seidi rabim deraisa, of the smoich b'Purim, and the Rekabola is like deraisa. He says the word the smoich b'Purim, the inyan of having simcha b'Purim, that's why he's more to boss of Yain. He says in Mogad Vamo, right on the din, if you regard him also, what's the makar? In simcha ala boss of Yain. As you can say, the Indian of Yain is out in Simcha Alavos of Yain. It's also Mashal and Shuvah, the same way it's in Memches, it says, Simachtim Chagecha goes on Purim, therefore in Simcha Alavos of Yain. The Seyda Yain also says that in Simcha Alavos of Yain. So we have two separate Mekores for Yain. One's out in Mishta, one out in Simcha, two different Mekores. So why do you need two Mekores for? Why do you need two separate Mekores? So, a still different Achayim want to say it's one or the other, not both. The Pasha Lechu, it's both Mekores and Emes. One reason is you can say, how different Achon want to say that Al Simcha you can say means Nafi Yain. How do you know Ad Leyoda? How do you know further than that? So it says they make Brachon the Biskurov. The word Mishta is coming out, but even Mishta without Simcha, even Ad Leyoda, even without the inner of Simcha itself, the inner Mishta be Moisif to Ad Leyoda. Who is near that way in the record? Yosher Talmud Chumash Dash. He also writes in Simcha Bosa Yain. Then he writes Ad Leyoda. He writes the word that you may Mishta. Who did Mechuz Mashman around that way in Gimel Beis? For some Sefer and Droshes in page 410, recently in Hamini writes it clearly, Simcha is for Yain and Mishta is for the Inim at Loyaga. So that could be one Makar, but it could be you need two Psokim. Another Makar you could learn that the Inim at Loyaga could be Stam Lechom afterwards of Moisif. Another reason why you need two Psokim is if you only have the word Mishta, then you won't know whether he is boss of the word Simcha is boss of Yain. That's why we need the word Simcha, it's be Moisif in the Basr, but the Inim is Mak, I think Dafka Basr. Like the Chosholchan says, or the different place can say, Dafka Basr, and you're not Kaim with chicken, you have to have Dafka Basr. Or the Yavit says also, another Nafka Mina, why Dafka, why you two Pesukim for it? If you only said, let's say, Simcha, or Dafka with Mishta, they might think Simcha means all day, Mishta means who didn't Dafka during the Suda. that you have to have yain dafka during the seder besides during the day. You need one mishnah for dafka during the seder, one for also during the rest of the day. If so, if you learn the two makaris and the same two different things, it won't be what the Rambam says for the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kate the Chavis Asuda, has a Chiva Asuda, and you're not saying you have to drink wine and fall asleep from drinking the wine. So, they're saying the Chavis Asuda, there is a Chiva Asuda, have dafka yain as mishnah. But the Lacha Yidal, the Lacha, when he says, you may mishnah the Simcha. At Simcha, you have yain the whole day also. You can kind of mitzvah also, Simcha, the rest of the day of having yain also. So it could be there is even having yain during the Suda as mishnah. And you can also have Simcha during the rest of the day, and you can have yain also. Lavdak is Muchach, you have to call the Rambam. Basar, anything that's mesameach you, but the ikisim was basar v'yayim. Like a yontav, you have both, right? Could be both. It could be ladak, like the chumoyed mezman once you write, and called the ramah matafka during the suda. Could be even ladak during the suda.
He says over there, what does he say there?
Yudah,
no?
Who? Yedah. He says you fall asleep from the drinking the wine during the suda.
That's mashma that it was the etim shikha came with them.
The mishnah, if you learn especially when I aim with bracha, the word mishnah is coming to you ad mayoda and simcha is only a little bit of wine. It's very good. Sitting during the day, you can have yain, and then the seder, you have to fall asleep from the wine, because that's a chiv ad mayoda. If you want to machal to do, but after bracha, if you machal to do, you have ad mayoda during the seder before understanding of having yain. Therefore, people who have yain during the rest of the day, not during the seder, they're kind of mitzvah. Maybe it's not any no chiv ad mayoda, but I'm kind of in of simcha.
So if you learn that the chiv is simcha,
Says this, then you have to drink wine and fall asleep from the wine in the suda. He says, according to the Rambam, you can have yain the whole day. Now, like, he said, anyway, either the Rambam or the Rambam could be suda in all day. Chutz mi'zeh, the Rambam certainly does argue on it, says the stifler. So, to understand again of drinking, how far it goes, let's take a case. Moshim. Do Moshim have to drink on Purim? Do they have to drink or not? So, the Chutz depends on the two svaris. There are two makaris to drink again. The one is out simcha, one is out mishta. If it isn't Indian is out simcha, so what about yontif? Do women have to drink on yontif? Do they get wine on yontif? So kireg in the first shuva, Simon Aleph says yes, women have a chiv bas of yain on yontif. They have a chiv yain on yontif. What? So all the place in Kuala, they say we're not noyeg azay. And then come Rishon, the Ritz, the Pashas, the Rambam holds there is no chiv bas of yain for the women. So according to that reason, it's an Indian is out simcha, so if you don't hold like a kireg, there is no Indian for women to have yain on Purim. So he gets me a kasha, what do you do on Yontif? On Yontif, the Mekayim Indian Simcha, the Gemara Kuvtes and Pesachim says, what on Tov Kuv Chavtes, that the Indian are big day to swine them. You have to give them clothing. So on the Purim, do you ever see anyone buy something for the wives of Begodim? You have to buy them a present for Yontif, you have to buy them Begodim. So Nasha Klein, Chelik Zayin, and Simon Tzadik Vav says, yeah, he writes three different times, that Klach Yad is righteous, of course, he cannot boss us, so it's enough to buy them begotten, you should get them clothing, you should get Erech Lami. Since he made Simcha, you have to get them begotten. The Ikke Simcha L'chua Yontif, is Lach Begotten, Pashas means Shachman is not begotten. Or also Rav Shlomach, he writes in Ashmot, in Chelik Beis, he writes Klach Yad also, Indian begotten. I asked him, he says, you don't have to, so if you say they said so. So he says, the Messiah doesn't say so, but it does. And I'll get involved in machlokes, about he should buy for your wife, and I'll make sure I'm buying his problems, go ahead, go buy. He didn't answer me, but the Messiah, he knows not, but even though the Savior seems to say, yeah. Maybe just, I don't know, you know, it. But the mission, the Nasha Klein is so related, he says clearly that Vadi should buy something for your wife on Altimei Simcha. So my son, why not? And in Moshe Shemana Dorak is there. So, clearly two ways to answer. One is, how the Kondo Baisim, he quotes from Nasha Klein, he argues with him, or the Mishnah Yavitz in Simon Ayin Tess, he also says that the whole inning of Simcha Purim is also answer why you need two psukim. Is he said the whole simple simcha two mishta. Vizehu. We need two psukim, simcha and mishta. Why? Because the simcha, the simcha is dak two mishta. Only through the food, through the suda. Therefore, clothing is not through the mishta. Therefore, the simcha is dak through the mishta. Therefore, there is no need to buy clothing for noshim. That's one reason why we don't buy clothing. This is also the Shlomo Chug at the end of the Chachma Shlomo, and the last thing in Shulchan Aruch, he says also the Chiyuv Simcha Pog is not that good Simcha to walk around the Chayavos, the Chiyuv Simcha is not good to Mishta. Another reason to first slug up this Indian, this Tarot, is a documentary right, it's put down something like, well, if I get married on Purim, so Shlomo Zalman get married on Purim, I mean Purim Shulchan, she get married on Purim, so how you allowed to aim up at Simcha B'Simcha? So he has a sticker, his own chasno, he spoke, and he has a kashi in the teretz. So without his teretz, even though I'm not sure exactly it means, we explain it, but the Daki Moshe is the same kashi. He has a kashi, and I say, Imav Simcha is a simcha. So then my answer is, he says why? Because he said, the simcha by Yom Tov, the simcha in the chag. Mismechi, right? Now mismechi the chag. Mashenki, the simcha poem is anything that makes you happy. Anything. You want to be happy with wine, be happy with wine. You want to be happy with your wife, be happy with your wife. Any simcha is good enough simcha, we can't even make simcha. There's no issue of any maven simcha with simcha. If that's so we see clearly that our mahals, that the simcha on poem is not after two mishta. Not like the kind of bison wants to say, or Mishra Siavitz, or Shlomo Kluka. The simcha on poem means anything. Sai bosa, sai yain, sai ishtoi. If so why not pagodim? So maybe just saying Balabatis is the reason why we have begodim on Yom Tov, they give to Noshim is because on Yom Tov you dress up with nice clothing, special begodim, and it's nicker and they go out, came show and tell, but that wasn't the point. The point is everyone sees you wearing nice new clothing. So then they feel good, oh, I'm wearing something new, something nice, to make simcha of them. On Purim, they don't dress up in new clothing, maybe in costumes, the new clothing they don't dress up in. So therefore, you buy them clothing doesn't make them the amount of simcha. Could be the mechanic in the simcha of Yishach Monos, Shidus Reyes, they're seeing guys getting high, or whatever they seem to enjoy at the Noshim, they enjoy the Geshmacha, the simcha out of it, they can be mechanic in the simcha through that and not through begotten. Because anyway, they're not going to be wearing the begotten on Purim. They won't wear something new on Purim, it will get ruined. They won't even do that. That won't make them happy. If they get dressed up, most of them together don't. Well, that could be Balbach, why don't they don't wear begodim? Well, we don't buy them begodim. So, l'chor al simcha, they have no chibos of yayin, not on kivegin, and l'chor not in the begodim. What about al smishto? Why don't women have to drink wine al smishto? The second makar. So, first, the women have a chiv of mekum megillah, makar zangayin, mishalach monos, why? Because after anybody's a mess, more megillah not galad. What about the chiv suda? They have a chiv suda not, so in shokhrach is not put down. However, all the rest of kelim, not the rest of kelim, but all the liquids for them, say, certainly they do with the lichas besa, lichas basa, karachayim, kanabos, and the memoish, they all say that women have a chiv suda. What's that a chiv suda? So, why not who din yayin? So, there's a gemara in ksubas in samachay, the gemara says that a lot of wine for noshim is not good. So it's terrible. However, it says if you're familiar by yourself, even kleis echad yafa, one kleis is very good. If you're married, you can have as much as you want. There's no problem at all. The pnei baila is mutter. Or Rafa Kaplan told me even if your child, your daughter's in front of you, it's also mutter. So some mechur, why don't they drink? So you tell me if she nechrami, maybe women do have a chiyuv to drink. The svarim is manzel like bringing down a matzah vitri. I'm sorry, a matzah vitri that says he starts off it's a lo shukurim hu lekola yitzurim. Rosh is calling it Tzurim. So what's that means? Everyone, men and women. So they start saying it means calling it Tzurim, doesn't mean behemoth, they don't also have to drink, fish don't also have to drink. So love that, and not a riot, it's only a song. So it's a Yaf Kaplan, why don't women drink? So it says, what do you mean? Why do women have to drink? Afim Bayes Anas, the Chayim Kolvin, it's not Yom, the Shai Tshuva says, they're a Chiv, and a Chayim to drink. My Shveh has a rebel over here, the Tovet Zebel. So every time I go to him, I ask him on Purim, do you women have to drink? And he says, Vadi, yeah. And his wife sits at the table and drinks and drinks and drinks. Kaplan, she does. I don't know, but my husband, she does. In the Och Zebenu, Nechema Gimel, in the Oysalik Zayin, he gave his granddaughters to drink wine. So his Chosim Vito, his grandson, made a machal against him and says, not knowing for our women to drink. So the stifle backed him. Lishtos, Simchas Purim Tzas Yayin. It's not true. We give them a little bit of wine to drink. We do. Kaka, we do. That's the stipend of the maestro that they gave to drink a whole pot of ksas yain.
Well, the fact that we're not made nowadays.
Not made what? For them to drink?
Yeah.
Who says? The stipend says we are.
Says it. Says
we're
not.
Who's we? I make my wife. Yain Kala, whatever, we'll see. What? I'm sorry?
You
We'll see together how far they have to. We'll see together them. But again, the type of to give and chorin svara the chor after my son never chor. Why not? There's they want to bring a ride that's no chiv for women to drink either the safayim or the chalak aleph or more than the simcha. The big nakhda gemara and the zayin of the beis and the gimel says chayv inish lebesume before you chayv inish. What's inish mean? A man. So nearly it's a right faket, because the word inish, you look it up in the Chumash, back Aleph, and Bereshit, back Tez, so in Paschukah, the word Adam is inish, is an onish, is a word of a, is a person, is not a man. Look at my Shon, Chokim, Obeid, Bob, Tzia, Kotzik, Mara, Chayv, Adam, Lubesume, because the word Adam. Look at my real and true, when he Kotzik, Mara, Chayv, Adam. The word inish means Adam, don't say Chayv, Gvar, don't say Chayv, Anoshim. The word right faket, the Chayv inish means people, meaning every person. Chum means who are the women. So the Maestro, why isn't not the meaning for women to drink, or at least we don't see them drinking a lot. Let's get the getter of men, and we'll get back to women. What is the getter for men? So the Gemara again, Zayin of Beizim, Gilmah says, Chai v'idish l'mesumi ayatul ayada, ampulya, shalos why. In fact, the Paiskim, the meaning of drinking shichlus against what Kleisel does, it's not what we do, we don't get drunk for no reason, and it's made of the day coming m'chsholim. It brings to Avisum, Gilalai, Shvichasom, Dan of Akzara. So what's Piyah? Why do we drink? Zayfak, the Bialacha is calling the Aliyabon, Mariel, all this is Kasha. Why do we have a mitzvah to drink? Could be maybe Lidei Kami Yisurim. So Mishmur answers why. Because their whole nais came Alidei Shtia. How? Because the Vashi went down by Sudas Nishto, and Esther was chosen because of it, and Haman fell by the Sudas Shtia. The Mishnah that Esther invited Achashverosh and Haman to it, the whole nais came through Yain. Therefore, we have a mitzvah to drink Yain for this reason. That's the answer. Who is still an answer? The circle of is maybe they come in Mechshavim. How can we have a mitzvah that maybe they isser? So. You know, but the mice, if you drink and get high and you don't control yourself, maybe they isser. What did happen to that? We're saying we have a reason why we're masakin it. So it just says why we're masakin, doesn't answer my soul.
Why
are
you having
sorry?
Why are you having Tavino? You've been
in the
Bialot
Finger.
He says,
you
should do. No. True that we're not mitzvah to do sichlus for homeless, but ma'aseh could happen. Ma'aseh would happen this mishul in front of us.
So he breathes till they see he's going.
What?
They see he's going. It's
not. Yeah, but ma'aseh, once you're going, sometimes it's hard to control yourself. Ma'aseh, it's a mishul, so it's a mishul. Chuf shatters, the Rapuk writes mitzvah, you're over here, Timothy writes Harakei. When you're asking the mitzvah, so the mitzvah will not get us, it will protect you. Share mitzvah, lay there. If not, this mitzvah will protect you. And if some cipher, he says in Shuvah, Kut Tzadik Vol, he says, how can, after Rav or Shekht of Zer, 1 year, how can you write it back next year? You can do it again, from I see what happened the year before. So he said, some cipher, why share mitzvah, lay there? He assumed that was last year, and next year it's not going to happen. When you know, can. Fine, that was one time. You don't have a chazaka. One time it happens. It's a mikra ba'amo, but you assume it won't happen. That's not precious. Only one time. One time is not enough. Not enough chazaka. That's a mikra ba'amo. But the geder should have been to lay there.
You
have
two
of them looking. Three, right? Echlam, right?
So why
did
you
write
him back?
He ran him back, he did. There's no chazaka, he ran him back. That's what some sort of explained shad is, and it's a mitzvah that the mice maybe they mishul, because the mice will protect you. Similar, we said, I think, a couple months ago by Tzav al-Chaim, that a person should, he's allowed to kill a bug when it bothers you. However, let's say, do the Yedayim, so the Moshe should do it while you're Minach Zorius. In fact, the Moshe, I have new Shchito, Minach Zorius, he'll teach you to do bad things. He says, please don't get mitzvah, it'll protect you, won't have this Minach Zorius. They say the same thing about Yeni Dachas or Chaim HaKodesh. Even though you're killing people, it will protect you. The mitzvah itself will protect you. And also, when the mitzvah itself will protect you, it won't maybe then yisr. Well, that's a head for drinking. Let's say, when you drink, let's say you have a chazok, and you know you're not going to do brichas amazon. Let's say you already know. You know that you're not going to do brichas amazon, and give mincha, mayer, give mezalz, no brachas. Then what should you do? Are you allowed to drink or not? So then the Meshibur over here brings down the Chayodim and says, it's better not to drink. The words are just better not to drink. Sounds like Mikra didn't, you're allowed to. However, it's better not to. So, what does he mean? Why is it better not to? And why Mikra didn't allow to? Uchur, the minhag ha'ilum, especially the yeshiva, it seems that ha'ilum does drink ad lo yoda, and they do seem to, assuming that's the Muslim, they don't seem to usually get. They are hard to remember. So, what does it have to? Uchur, Mishmur says, better not to drink. Why do you drink? So there's the Arich Mishpat in the page Rish Mem Tes, we have Cook. He quotes the, he doesn't quote the Bialacha, Bialacha is called the Chayotom. The Mishmur is written in 1707, but the Shuv is written in the 1880s, before the Mishmur already, and he quotes Chayotom, and he says, no, it's not true. You have a choice to drink, or Mizalf and Brachas, or Minchamayim. He says, Oisik Mitzvah, Potem the Mitzvah. Right now you have a Mitzvah in front of you, drink wine. You have a mitzvah of a chayv inshul besumei. So later on, you miss out on mitzvah. So what? Oisik mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. That's what he says, coming to argue the chayotim. So, what exactly is the machlokes? And we'll see what the get of drinking is. So we mentioned, I think, Parshat Vayechi, 3 months ago, that the get of oisik mitzvah potem in a mitzvah, do we say it? Step beforehand. One step beforehand. The Indian again, chayv inshul besumei ad lo yoda. How far is this chiyuv? So the Mishabur brings out the Ali Rabba is calling Maril that this calls them a mitzvah lo la'akev. This whole Indian chayv inshul besumei is only a mitzvah as not ma'akev. It's only a mitzvah kiyumis as not a chiyuv. So you look in the Maril. Maril's lashon is that there's shaykh to have a mishter without any shichris. It's, you can have a mishter or a party without shichris. Mashmi, the avad is a chiv yain, because mishter is yain. But we can have a mishter without getting drunk. He ends off the tshuva, the besumei kulei hai. There's no need to get drunk so much. But avad a little bit, there is a chiv. With the chod, the mishmur himself holds. The mishmur writes that there's only a mitzvah. And the next day, Allah, he says, but chai v'chom l'shtak lo pachas mishter is yitzmei agela. Yitzmei agela l'chu is a chiv. The choshuvan writes over here, clearly he is. How can the I will say it's only a mitzvah, not ma'akev, the Gemara says chayiv. So it says chayiv is for besumei, that's a chayiv. Ad lo yoda, that's a mitzvah. He divides up the statement. Because that's how it's mashmur, I think, near most of Poskim, Baruch HaShulchan. Because it's not near that way, the Be'alach, the Maril, the Eli Rabo, all seem to be saying ad lo yoda is only, it's a mitzvah, it's not ma'akev. They're going only in the chelik ad lo yoda. But the chayiv of Yesh Megeir, the chayiv is a chayiv. That's the chayiv of the Ramah also. The Ramah says Yesh to Yesh in the Mudai. And ad lo yoda in the kaim through sleeping. Like the Dak Moshe also brings down Maril, the same Maril brings down. There is an Indian, there's a chiyuv of it could be al simcha, there's a chiyuv al simcha of having yesmul mudoi, or of mishri yesmul mudoi, but ad lo yoda, that's only mitzvah kiyumis, not a chiyuv. That's first to get up drinking nearly the halacha of the monon paiskim. Again, the level is yesmul mudoi, or yesmul mudoi, or whatever lashon you use, yesmul yontif, that is a chiyuv. More than that, ad lo yoda, it's only mitzvah, not ma'akiv. So that is a getter. So what's the din of oisik b'mitzvah? The mitzvah kiyumis is a pot. The pot yourself from the mitzvah kiyumis. Again, ad lo yoda is only a kiyum. So the pot yourself from the din of mincha mayav v'chamosim.
Because chamosim is the
direction,
right?
Not mukha, because ad lo yoda, he said before, it's in the Kabbalah, and the Kabbalah could do the Torah. So no, it's mukha. But can't say. Also, there's lots of mezalzim in Bechsamazim. It sounds like in the Kaim Bechsamazim, only mezalzim is the Rabbanon. I don't know why you chose the word mezalzim.
I'm not reading down before,
huh? You should, yeah. That's what you should do. But let's say you don't. Let's say it depends where you're holding. Depends you start drinking in the morning. No, you're drinking in the morning. I think you start. Yeah, but really shouldn't. But let's say. Well, Maariv is a better case. Maariv is better over Bechsamazim, and usually is better. No Chiv yet. So, when
you
ask,
you
can try. The shamer needs a shamer. We need a shamer. No, also once you're sleeping, you have no yerachiv to wake up a person. Also, you have no yerachiv. Mice no chiv upon you yet. No chiv in the Yishlayim. No, the person is sleeping. The halicha shleim when Luim sitting in the person sleeping up, waking up, kriyshma up,
shma. Why do you
want? Then you should. Why do you should? But I don't know if you have to. Depends who he's holding. Some guys you wake them up. No, that's smart. No, they'll feel very sick also. Fine. So are you oisik b'mitzvah kiyumis? Are you part of it from chiv? are allowed to be Oisik Nitzik Yimus. So we mentioned also, this Chazal we mentioned 3 months ago, I think, that if you're, let's say right now, you have a Oisik Nikim, so the Sivis, the Hatzvi, goes to Shmuel Salant, and the Sivis says, right now you're Oisik in the Kiyam, and there's a Kiyam in front of you, you have to stop this Kiyam, you have to stop the Kiyam and do the Kiyam. That's Pasha. When you have a problem in front of you, you have to stop the Kiyam and do the Kiyam. But let's say right now, the Kiyam in front of you and the Kiyam won't be till later on. Then what's it then? So it's a Lacha in Simon Reish Memches, and Lacha Shabbos, the Gemara and Shabbos Afiyates, they're in Afliga Mesfino. A person cannot go on a boat ride before Shabbos. Why? Because 3 days before Shabbos, can he come to Shabbos, be seasick, and invite him to Mrs. Einig. That's the Rabbam, the Rift, the Mechaber. So, why? So again, stop me 3 days before and you get seasick and Mafu Oinig. Oinig could even be the Reiser, the first Mr. Bruno for Shabbos says, else Mikur Kredish. Either the Reiser could be the Abom, but could be the Reiser Mrs. Oinig. So are you allowed to go for a mitzvah? So it's broke down, the Gemara says before, you're allowed to be, go for a mitzvah 3 days beforehand, and even though later on, the Vatim Mitzvah is Oinig. Before she Gemara, brought down Shechor Aruch, Mechas, therefore even travel to Eretz Yisrael, says the Paiskim, you're allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael on a boat, even though, why can Yiddish of Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, it's even only a mitzvah kiyumis. Or the Amas says, even do Oisik in Panos, so you're allowed to be 3 days before, and that's also a mitzvah. And you're allowed to be Oisik in mitzvah kiyumis from Vatim Oinig, which is Lechor Zechiv. So you see clearly when you have a mitzvah in front of you right now, which is only a kiyum, from Vatim, even later on, a chiv could be even a chiv de Eretz Yisrael. That we see in Reish Memchas. Actually, I think the Zman ends over here Thursday, so if I leave Thursday to go to America, so Berkowitz says it's Nichol the same din as Sfino, L'choi you cannot leave to go to Chutz La'aretz because as Ema fling with Sfino and you get jet lag and be sick on Shabbos, you won't feel the early on Shabbos, and therefore you will have to wait after Shabbos to come to Eretz, so that means the Zman starts one Shabbos Sunday, no? I'm not sure. Friday Shabbos. This is my one that starts Friday Shabbos. Before you allow to come Thursday to come here, so it's Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. However, to leave, before you can leave.
So,
to go to Eretz Yisrael and kind of Mitzvah Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. So even when this man starts Friday Shabbos, you can leave Thursday 3 days beforehand. But to leave, this, what?
No.
So I don't know how the Mitzvah would.
Go back on Sunday.
Yeah, go back on Sunday. I don't think it will make a difference before Shabbos, after Shabbos.
Then doesn't apply.
That's what Berkowitz said. People do get jet lag. That's the entire. That's what Berkowitz says. I went to the sugar. I don't think it's chat. I don't think that's chat in the sugar. No,
so
this good old thing.
Last day of the whole week, you'd be dead by your challenge.
It's a good challenge.
Yes, it's the same thing.
According to Berkowitz, it's going a lot to nearly a lot to.
Why? So the same thing with
Jabbat. Because what he just said, Mishnah, because the sleeping itself was on your Shabbat.
If you look at the place.
No, because it's seasick, if you look, the Berkowitz said this halacha by applying. If you look through the Rishonim, seasick meaning you cannot eat even once, you get sick and you can't have oinig Shabbos. Imagine when you get jet lag, you can eat, you just want a quick suit, you want to go to sleep in the kind of kushino eating. So, nearly, I think, a book would say a fourth of a time is already that you're not allowed to, the same din of flying applies to flying. No, no one feels sick that can't eat.
Yeah,
they just want a quick full meal, he's tired. Well, that's what he said. I am a sugya. It's the guy we have to get this man and the next man. Yes, he is. Well, the body, you know, now I'll leave early and you have to say to them this man. So the Maishas see clearly you have your Oisik in the midst of Kumis right now, and Mavat even later on in the midst of Oining. So you have to do that. So Lechua that Pshat says, Oich Mishpat, that's the reason why he calls to Indian Mafling Mishpat. Oich Mishpat says, you have a choice right now, drink a poem, or Mavat later on Meir. He says, you have to be Machmer. What? Machmer Shdias Yayin. He said, I'm Machmer, Shdias Yayin. Right now the midst is in front of you. You can worry about Minch later on, you can worry about Vichel Mosel later on, you have a Chim in front of you. What is Mishabruho? Mishabruho is no, right now there's a Kim versus a Chiv. So the Maisa, since later on is a Chiv, the Maisa you have to invite, go to the Kim for the Chiv later on. L'chui you say l'alacha, you have Mishabruho and Chayatam versus Erech Mishpat. L'chui you have to follow the Mishabruho. That's what you would say. However, you look in Intimidation of Tess, in Ochel Shabbos, it's pretty much the same case over there, that let's say you have a Sudas Pesmilo on Friday, and if you eat now, you're not able to have an Oining at night. No problem to have an Oining at night. So you're allowed to have the Sudas Pesmilo on the Vatva Oining at night. So the Mahavram, Lavosh, yeah. Because the Miskiyumis right now, they all say it's only a Kiyum, it's even the Abana, the Miskiyumis right now, Mavatva Lechiv Oining later on. Says Mr. Brewish Dosla, he quotes them, he argues them. He says, Nachalim, no, it's better not to. Even Mikkel Daniel is allowed to. But says, it's better not to. So, this Erech Mishpah is just like the Mogul Vaman Lavosh. You have a Kiyam with a Chiv, it's better to be Oisik right now in front of you with a Kiyam. And how Mishpah is arguing on this thing. The Minig and Yeshiva seem to be. To be machmir like the Mishpat, the Magad of Amal Avosh, and we do the Kim right now in front of you, and worry about later on.
But it's a serious time to start reading in the morning.
Oh, whenever.
Why
away from Mincha? Because. No, I don't have to.
I'm
not sure why away from Mincha. It could be now. The Meister. Minig is away from Mincha, Tak. The Minig is away.
And what?
I mean, anyway, you have a whole day to drink, so, I mean. So you drink later, or why did you go earlier?
You
start earlier also.
You should start bread at
the Shabbos. You have to do the Shabbos, but there's
no bread. If you drink bread away, you'll be
ready. If you don't know the Rambam Kabash, if you know the Rambam, the only one say Dakar in the Suda, or maybe Dakar in the Suda.
Of course,
I remember that way.
Drink.
It is brought down that Stipe himself, he drank in the morning, and Shomazam himself, he drank in the morning. Just not at Loyota, they did drink. It's brought down, they did drink.
Wait,
yeah, came back, they drank. It's even brought down, you should have a in the morning, right? Put on the Shavuot, they should have a Seder in Shachris. Now this Seder is Mekai in the mitzvah of a Seder. What?
Why
in the morning? In the morning.
Why?
Because maybe you won't get to the letter on. Either because not sure you can get there later on.
They have two suitors.
No, they made two suitors. We'll see why, but we made two suitors. One because they made two suitors. That means they did later. No. They made sure to get all those.
The
whole day is a suda. You wash one time, you get the whole day.
The whole suda.
Go for mincha.
The suda is also during
the
day.
Well, the gemara is after the other day. This the chesh that maybe you'll wash too late and have the ikka at night. Therefore, they have during the day. That was a chashash.
Does this all apply in the?
No, you get nothing in the morning, so you get nothing. Okay.
But
is
there
within
the
golden
night little
design? Well, we'll get there. We'll get there. Fine, so it comes out, again, Lavosh, and we're off Mishpah, which we mach, when drink and mash and go to the Mishpah. That's all that, if you're over, Averet ben Om Lamakam. Let's say you're over ben Om Lachaveret. Let's say, you know, when Ostavar, make fun of a person, listen, it's just me, so you're over Isidereisa. Or when Ostavar, then you're allowed to drink or not. You say, Oishk the mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah by an Ostavarim. So.
Not part of
Ma'aveh. So, Eli says, not part of Ma'aveh. So he wants to argue in the Prima Godim, says, you are part of Ma'aveh, and the Chavit Bezim Sefer. However, the Ma'atzchia says, like, Gali, his words are part of the Ma'aveh, he's thinking in the Ma'aveh, his mom is just words, so he's thinking in the Ma'aveh. But Tzchir says in Nachman Siakov, in Pes Yitzchok, Pes Yaakov, Gilead Neshach, also in Mamash, the words of Eli. But rather, so either you can't be Oisik in the Mitzvah apart from the Veil, or even the Prima Gorman says that you can't be Oisik in the Mitzvah, you can't be part of the Veil, but Tzavka B'Shev Al Pais, and not the Rav Sayyid. This case is that when you're Oisik in the Mitzvah, even on Pesach, let's say Tan Chometz in this house, you don't have to worry about Tashbisu, why ignore? Because you're Oisik in the Mitzvah of Bering, you don't have to worry about Tashbisu, which is only Shev Al Pais. But I didn't come and say, Vadi, can you Oisik in the Mitzvah steal from somebody else? No, I'm Oisik in the Mitzvah, I can steal your chayfits and your simple siyat, if I can steal your wine. That I can't do, because either it's Oiva Lav, or because it's a Kumra Say, Lachur, therefore. Mezalzon bracha rishayna.
He's being mocked. He's eating
men shemayim.
I
don't
also, so it's not
a
very
question.
I
don't
know.
No,
I
have to know.
I heard this.
the pedal with the chiv for the first bracha. Also, what is the annulation bracha? What is that among them? Right? The lav, I say. It's more of Hashem, Asmino. Asmino. Who is this? Asmino.
He mentioned it.
Which people are saying you're allowed to?
What's the kasha?
Have
to
eat.
It says clearly, I'll be allowed to, more to not, also the brachas. He's a mature thing. So he's also all the mitzvahs and mitzvahs until the time of bracha b'chasam ozum. Or she's found in chamayim. So he's saying, in mitzvahs he's talking, but in mitzvahs he's not allowed to.
Oh, but you learn
it's in zolzul, you're trying to get it. Yeah, if you learn it's in zolzul, I'm not sure. Passage you learn in zolzul, he won't do it. But if you learn in zolzul, he does it, he wants to do it correctly. I know what zolzul means. Anyway, most people wash and they go and they don't have problem with brachas. That's usually you wash them. Fine. So l'chora too, if you know in yourself you have a chazaka, you know that every year you make from the Rosh Hashanah Rebbe or you make from the Chavim, l'chora don't mean issa d'raisa. Not allowed to drink. Not allowed to drink. Pasha, everybody knows tomorrow.
Even if you do it
only
1 year.
So let's say you're masukik, or you do it only 1 year. So l'chora can say it's avodah d'raisa l'chumra. Here's a klal. Maybe say Hashem mitzvah will protect you. Like l'chora.
To drink?
No, I even just said, I said, I lost the one. It's an issue of some Israel. But we can say, we see clearly from the Samsai, they're saying, he was over in this of Ben Amchaleri, killed the guy, Shchita, right? That's the word of Ben Amchaleri. So he says, he ran him back. Why? Because the Shem Mitzvahs were there. Yeah. So it could be, until you do it 2 or 3 times, then you have a chazalka, maybe you have a right to, you have a right to drink. Once you three poems that you got drunk, and you mavaz a person before, then you're not allowed to do Adlo Yadak, because only it's a keen. However, so many years to Mehagaloi. Your via, so you're in the mood of that, you would have chiv to do, because that won't usually affect you to other people that much, it shouldn't affect you. But at the yod, you would have the issa for you to do. So if that's the getter, again, the getter is, the chiv is only yes, megele, more than that is miscumus, and therefore, if you end up doing this soon, if it's been only makum, you have only sick of miscumus right now, if it's been only chavere, you now drink at the yod. So you can say the same getter by noshim. Nashim is the same thing as men, and therefore, if they're going to drink a little bit, yes, muda, fine. More than that, the oisik of insekiyumis, nashim when they drink a kudlina, which would lead l'chor to yisurim, to znos or arayis, whatever, or any lashnar, whatever they do, they talk a lot, whatever they can do, maybe they isur. So just like a man has not allowed to drink, l'chor women also can drink. Not pshat, women don't drink because there's lack of sneers. Women don't drink because they're just like a getter man. Just like men, if they over assume and sneers, they're not allowed to drink. Who then women don't over assume and sneers, also l'chor they can't drink. So l'chor, the women, and that's what the mind of Isman, which don't make the chalipay, and good tzaddik, women don't drink. Why? Maybe they assume. It's merely they assume v'luchur echanami they cannot drink together the same thing as a man. But echanami maybe one case is mimuda v'luchur you have to give them like the stiper. A stiper gave ksas yain to his granddaughters. Why? It's simple form ksas. Yet a chiv more than that. It's kiyum. Maybe they so you don't do that. You can ask a shaylo. Why not mekane be'amo drink a little bit and go to sleep? According to the Noshim, the lichas bas yisrael is he says tzorachim. Let the women drink a little bit and go to sleep. And we don't see them doing that either. So it really depends on mimuda v'amo. So Eli, I think, said a couple months ago that one means you drink a little bit and then you go to sleep. So the Mekor HaKodesh, he quotes this pshat and said, whoever said it is a toys. That's not pshat anymore. He says the bad means like Rambam. That means you drink a little bit and when you fall asleep, that means you're drinking and it makes you fall asleep from the drinking. That's what it means. It doesn't mean you drink and you can lie down and you fall and you're tired and you fall asleep from the little bit of wine that you drink. It means you have to mamish fall asleep from the yayin mamish. So l'chor, therefore, if you learn that way, l'chor won't apply to women because you drink a lot till you fall asleep. L'chor can maybe they isa. L'chor, that's the reason why they won't have to drink. How about Achaz Rebbeinu and the Chalakim? L'chor is like Eli, the Pshan Amor. It's not like the Rambam and the Rambam. You can drink a little bit and then go to sleep from it. That's what he himself did. So then why might why women don't drink? It could be also, I think the Rebbe Sefarim says, because once they start drinking a little bit, it could be they don't know when to stop. They don't want to stop, maybe the Chami, that's it, more once, you have to drink more and more, maybe they don't want to stop, maybe you shouldn't even mekayim it. Sorry, why not mekayim it anymore? What about is yayin? Is yayin daf yayin, or is it anything? Or is it anything that makes it high? So the Piskei Chuvis over here says, Stimus and the Chami, the Amor says, Chai Ishuk Sumi for you. Don't say anything, leaves it blank. The Stimus. That's Rashi, but Mechavad Amor Lalach in the Paiskim says not one word of a yayin. Don't say anything over here. Talk about Tzadik Yayin, says Beis Ba Yayin. Beat it up. Chayav nishul b'sumim before you. B'sumim means you get high, intoxicated. Before you, I'm poor. With what? Doesn't say. If the chiyuv is dafki yain, why the mechaber the Rambam leave it out? That's what you want to say. The kelim over here on the page also all left out dafki yain. Remember, he says Rashi on the Zayin of Beis Megillah said chayav mishtake b'yain. There's dafki to yain. The Rambam in the Perek Beis Wachat as well says dafki yain. The Gilyon Eshas and Zayin of Beis Megillah says it's just rekeach. The Rashbam and the Odi Yishanmi says the Advaz says it's dafki to yain. Who are to not be the right from the Muhammad Amor is the Rashbam and I'm going to obey the Mubasa when he says that a person who is a Makor that means Daf Yain, because the Mesa Midbar, when the Gemara said they went to the Mesa Midbar, what happened if they're sleeping or they're dead facing up and the faces look like the Sume. So it's the Rashbam, what's the Sume mean? It means it looks like they drank wine. So the word the Sume means Yain according to the Rashbam. If the Pesume means the word Yain, the word Pesume in Shulchan Aruch also means Yain. There will be no riot in the steamers of Shulchan Aruch, but maybe Pesume means Yain. So maybe you should have that Yain. It really depends where the Makar is. Again, two Makar is either Al Simcha or Smishta. It's Al Simcha, Ein Simcha, lots of Yain. So therefore, just like in Yom Tov, everyone's marked with Dafki Yain, or Dafki Revius. When Moshe says it, Be'er Moshe, B'yashiv, and Mesav HaShulchan means Dafki Yain. Then also, on Purim, L'chur, you have to have Dafki Yain, at least Yisimei Ageloi. The first cup has to be L'chur, Dafki Yain. If the Indian is Al Simei Mishta, again, the type of Yisimei Ageloi, the Chiv, L'chur, certainly has to be, the first cup certainly has to be Yain. If the Makar is Al Mishta, again, the Stipler writes, the word Mishta is the death, Mishta means Yain, and Mishta means Yain, and therefore he himself writes, more than the first Kais and a Chlami can drink anything. However, the first Kais is Yain, Mishta is Yain, the first Kais has to be Yain. So assuming the first Kais, the first thing you drink should be Yain. More than that, Ad the way Yoda, Lachur, it's Machlaikis, it can be Machme, it should be Machme, if you don't like it, if it's Mazki, your body don't have to drink. But anyway, it's only, it's a Mitzkiyum, it's not a Chiyuv, Lachur, you can do whatever you want. To take drugs, if you're Mekamad Leyoda, so if you're allowed to take drugs, Lachur, you are allowed to, if it's Mekamad Leyoda, according to Moshe and Shuvah, because Lachur should be no worse. However, Lachur gets high in the word you may miss, just the word Shtia, maybe you need to have something drinking. That's what Yaakov Moshe Katz told me today. Means maybe you need dafka something to drink, and la dafka can take it through hashish or whatever. When the chiyuv yain, or just to say more, also I asked Reb Chaim Brim if you have to drink dafka yain or not. He said no. Reb Chaim Brim told me that you can drink whatever you want. I asked Reb Schwartzman, told me to drink whatever you want. They say you can drink whatever you want. Again, this type of sadochus ubenu. Once you pass the first yes megila, you can drink whatever you want. Bell Schwartzman, his father. Well, fine. Let's say you drink on Purim, and you knock yourself out, you fall asleep, you wake up, and still Purim, you don't need to drink anymore. So, Shmuel Slant is in a safe in Chal Galz, and Omid Kuf Lamadal, the Kledger Shailo, so he doesn't answer. However, if you learn, Lemet Rocha writes, we saw Slant, that the Chiv drinking on Purim is Pshat, not the Shir is Ad Loyoda, the Chiv drink all the time. Once you hit Ad Loyoda, then you're Potter. Why? Because you're Nainus. Once you're Ad Loyoda, you're Potter. So, Asemis and Davzain Rebez and Megillah said the same thing, that the Chiv is drinking the whole time. Once you hit Ad Loyoda, therefore you're Potter. So if so, it comes out, if you fall asleep on Purim, you wake up, it's still time on Purim, what do? You drink more. That's an Echnami where it says in Kunjut, Chanukah Purim, he quotes Moslant himself, says, answers his own shayla, and says, Echnami, you have to drink more. Now this thing of drinking, when do you have to drink? Before five times you can clear about drinking. There's Lel Yidalad, Yom Yidalad, Lel Tezvav, Yom Tezvav, and Lel Tezayin. Five different times to drink. So when do you drink? What's Yidalad? So it says Ramon Sefala, what's Yidalad? Gam Balayla Yisamach Yibak Sas Pesudo. Says in the Lila at night, you have to be Mabak Sas Pesudo. So what does that mean? So Mishbu says, you're saying it means Lel Megillah. Lel Megillah, that means depends where you are. In Bnei Brak will be Yidalad, or America will be Yidalad. Over here, Lel Yidalad should be nothing. What? Lel Yidalad should be nothing in Yishlaim. And it says in Inti Mismeach Sas means Lel Tezvav. But the Maksavitri's Lashon is Lel Shakurim. That's dumb to drink a little bit. Lel Shakurim is not being drunk. And in the Mesifta Chaim Blin, you see, it's that night when you drink. You become with the Mashal of Ad Lo Yod, you make believe. But
no, they only have one lagers, not having a
Seva.
The
Seva? Why? They
can't
believe.
This?
Not Makabal, Lashon Hara. So as I said, Lovi Dalit, that says, and again, the Matavichi says, Lo Shikurim. Lo Megillah. What about during the day? So during the day, the Amos says, Chai the Mishnah, Besimcha, Ktsas, Bebeis, Yom, Yidal, Tezrov. Either say Yishlaim, say Dreybrach, Zechiv, Ktsas, Zechiv, on both Yidal and Tezrov. That the Gavil brings down for Beis Yosef in the Sefer on Magne Shon. He says, both Beis Achiv, Besume. Not much Besume, both. Also, you have to get an intoxicated a little bit. So again, so we have Lo Megillah. You have Shushan Purim in here in Chutzlaret or whatever, not Yerushalayim. Or over here, so you dial it. During the day, you dial it over here. If not, it's in the drink. But I'm also black white. Chayiv is chayiv. Mishter the simul katzas. Katzas can be dealt the way you do on Purim. But in Russian, again, the Rebbe says it means the simul mamish. No, that's a separate ending. That's a separate. Fine. So again, so come down, let's say in Yerushalayim, Lel Yidalad is nothing, Yoyim Yidalad is a Chiyiv, you can even assume it, Lel Tezvav again is a Ktsas, or the Yadat even says a Chiyiv, and also Lel Shikurim, and Yoyim Tezvav is Purim itself. What about the Lel Tezayin, the Mamshech into the night? So the Ramah says, he brings down the Minig, he brings down the Noigim is to start the Suda right before Shkia, and the Mamshech into the night. Who is this Minig? The Truma Sadashin says, Noigim Ma'ilim, Ma'ilim is knowing to do this way. Even though he writes himself doesn't do it, but the minute he writes is to wash right before the Shkia and to mamshach Lusuna into the night. He explains why, not because of the other things I'll shushan for him. He says the reason that Chumas Adeshin and Simon Kofiyot. And explains because that since the whole day you're busy in the Oisik and the Mitzvah of Shachmanos, because of Yoyin and Megillah, you're so busy, you have no time, say in a Chalami, the minute was that you can wash right before Shkia and be mamshach into the night. Yeah, that's together. Well, if you start, that's for all part of Yerushalayim, which will be no. The Trumas Hadashim Svar should not make a difference. However, the Amor calls Trumas Hadashim back, and Moshe argues with him and says, "No, the Amor says the Allah is you have to have the Ikkun for Reva Suda during the day, commence at night, but the Ikkun Reva Suda should be during the day. So therefore, over here, certainly the Elim seems to be Machmir, and the Ikkun Suda is during the day. However." It seems to be in America, a lot of people are very makel, they want to be semichon. The minig is like Shuma Sedeshin, they watch every before Shkia, they want to be semichon. The Amal says, you should. Make Macho against him, he himself writes, like Moshe Noigim. But Shuma Sedeshin says, Noigim and. No, it's enough not to make Macho against them.
The minig is
the wrong minig. Shuma Sedeshin says, the right minig. Shuma Sedeshin says, yeah. The Amal comes to argue. You should tell people, but there's different ways of telling people, especially on Purim. You see people telling all this, you know, you're not doing it, yelling at them, wash, the ski game, wait. Maybe it's not today.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, you have to go to, whatever, people yelling, you have to go to the suit, you have to do this, you're not in kind of mood, so it's not the right thing.
And what
do we have
as far as Shishan
Purim? So, Shlomo Zalman, in Michas Moedim, it just came out, I think this week, last week, he brings the Indian to Mamshach of the night only on Shushan Purim. It's not in general, therefore he says, I'm not applied to Yerushalayim. However, the Chassam Sofer, it's put down over in the Pesach Tshuva, the Chassam Sofer, Joshua's in page Reish Aleph says, what's in to be Mamshach at night? As we see in Chaim Blin, or Pachat Yitzchak, the Mamshach, even Lel Tezayin over here, what's the reason? So he says, because the Ar HaMon and Baruch Mordechai, and on so the Goyim, when do they go? They go the night after the day. They go after the day. So since we want Ar HaMon, Ar HaMon is at night. So during the day, the Ikkah should be during the day, why? Because during the day has Ar HaMon and Baruch Mordechai. But the night is also need to be mamshach. Why? Because we want Ar HaMon, and therefore it should be mamshach in the night. That's why it should not make a difference whether you shalim or not. The Kedush HaRim says a similar reason, says that when we, destruction of Goyim, of Yishoyim, is like Kavonis. Kavonis also, the Gedda is, the Leilo is Achad HaYoyim. The night goes after the day, and therefore also write mamshach into the night. We see glad over here, this is the mamshach. These two reasons, the Enech Lami, there's an Indian and a reason to be mamshach into the night. They go to Pachad, I'm down a block, and then with the before Pachad, after, if your mom should go into the night, then they can come to my house. Everybody
knew.
Everyone's
invited.
No, I mean,
after Pachad.
Yeah, mom should, don't say how long. Some say it does not say how long.
I'm talking about how your neighbor's going to like that.
No, it's fine. Might have a succumb. Again, the Chiv Yain was a Makor, it's either two different Makor, either from Mishto or from Simcha. The Chiv is Yosem Mehagemoy, the Mitzki Yumas is only Adloyota. Is that Leodos Mitzvah Nam Akiv? You make a son of Brachas, it's my focus, what's better to do, but they run a lot of drink at Leodah. if you're going to end up doing a sumo, then also one the chori nam kind of the mitzvah of drinking and chori nam over lav or become vasei. Moshim luchor the same gedder as men, there should be no difference except they made it a day, so therefore luchor they can drink, but at least a little bit you should give them. Is it daf yain or not? Luchor the first kosher should be daf yain. Afterwards luchor is only it's mitzvah nam ak. Luchor can do whatever you want, but it is better to have daf yain to be machmer, get all the sheets in. When is the mitzvah to drink? Lo yidal the yishlam is nothing. Yidal itself is a chiv, a night's mitzvah. And Lel Tezvav again is a Yom Tezvav is a Chiv, and Lel Tezayin is an Indian Chamsayv, the Mechdush Harim to be Mamshach. You don't get, you damage a person, you don't have to pay for it. How would Al Chashuvah says, not part of this manazah, and Mishmur says, if you have a Kavanah for it, still you have to pay for it. But Al Chashuvah says, it doesn't apply, you have to pay for it.
Like the guy's
41
and the whole thing goes over
the guy's. He says, doesn't apply this manazah. Even though the Mishmur seems to, like it does, except for the Kavanah, you have to pay. Also, Mechalki, the Ramal, the Mechalki, the big hezek, a small hezek. That's the idea to ask a dying. Fine, even a Purim is a nice, what do you learn from Purim? Besides the mitzvah on Purim itself to Simchas Reyes of Chaverim getting together, but what do you take in Purim afterwards? Besides the hangover, what do you take for the future? What is there? So as you do it, the Zaya says that Purim is like Yom Kippur. The Purim is just like Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur, nice, we have a chonus for it, we have Ha'ol El, we have Rosh Hashanah, Sesh Me'at Shiva, with a chonus for Purim, with a chonus, what do we have for it? So L'chol Shad is, what?
Ancestor.
Ancestor. You asleep to get energy for Purim. No, the nice, you have to know, that's L'chol Shad has nothing to do with how it's a chonus for Purim. Why is no achanas? The chob shad is a poem. The inyan is one nichlas yain yetsa soid. To let out the pintel of yid. To let out your essence. Letting out your essence, that's a mukhur. You don't need an achanas. So whatever you are, that's the essence. That's you let out. Pachad Yitzchak writes, I'm getting a poem, first mimer, that quotes the pasuk Ishlufi Maloi, that the Ben Yon explains, not the pashas, Ishlufi Maloi is what people have like, praise you, that's what you are. But it means Ishlufi Maloi, how you praise somebody else, that's who you are. The way you praise others, that's how you are. And he writes a Chiddush Gadol, it said, let's say someone is a bucking shas, he knows everything, except when he sees a businessman, oh, he's so chashiv, he's wonderful, and he looks up to the businessman. Masha Ingen, the other person who worked his whole life, and he sees Rosh Shiva, and he gives him honor and covet, and he looks up to him, he says, who's the Yitzhak Karev L'Tayor? He says, it's a business guy. One guy knows Gan Shas, but he's less than the person who's Master Torah. The Ikka, the Chashivas Torah, the Ikka is Ishlufi Malole, what you praise, what you look up to, that's the Ikka. Purim, people drink, they let out the Lufima Loloi, they're sorry to what they really look up to. Usually it's good, hopefully it's good. They go to the Rebbe, they cry, and they love, and they kiss, whatever they do. But sometimes, Hashem is fakir, they hurt people, make fun of people. This, anyway, whatever happened on Purim, is something to take for the future. It's something to build from. Whether Chas v'Shalom is something incorrect, they should know what's wrong with them. And even if they don't remember it, others will tell them what exactly they did. And you should destroy and uproot the bad things. And if it's good, it's something to build from and to work with it. So the Indian Kippur is to work for Yom Kippur on Purim is what you did on Purim, to work from it, either to build from it or destroy whatever it is. But Ishlufim Alawi is something on Purim that we have to realize what else it is. People are very complex. You don't understand yourself half the time what you're doing. But at least when you Purim, you understand why you do some things and you see what your goal is and what you praise. And with that, you should build from. To drink kedas kedin, like the Moses says, Echel amavra, vechel amayit, vachel chan libo ishmayim.
Amen.